Police Department in Eloy, Arizona, held a children's event this weekend called Day of the Dinosaurs.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Oh, kids, man, they do love them. And they have these big animatronic Jurassic-looking, real-looking things there. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. So anyway, these are big, impressive, fake dinosaurs. During the event, a woman called 911 to tell police and the authorities that there were dinosaurs on the loose.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
And she was serious.
She was scared. I mean, yeah, could you imagine?
Goodness.
Seeing one of them Jurassic-looking big mohunking thing coming at you like, what the yee? Yes.
That's incredible.
Oh, yes. Well, and then she even asked the dispatcher, do you think they're real? The dispatcher told her, no, they're not real. And the woman said, well, I thought so, but my brother said they were. I was just double-checking.
The whole family are members of Mensa.
Ooh, yes, a picnic should be fun this year. Apparently, we're also addicted to our phones when we go on vacation. We need to pay somebody to force us to leave them at home. There's a new travel company called Off the Grid. They sell phoneless vacation packages. When you go on one of the trips, no phones are allowed. And all of their vacations sold out immediately.
Man, that's incredible.
And the trips cost more. In other words, they're going to bump you like a grand to police you.
So what you said is a fact. You're paying. To make someone force you to leave your phone.
To unplug.
Incredible.
So if you do not have the discipline to leave your phone at home, you pay more. Most of us evidently don't have, or a lot of us, I won't say most, I'll say a lot of us evidently do not have that discipline. Let's say you wanted to go an 8-day tour of Portugal. It'd normally be $1,800 for two people, but $1,700 if you book it yourself. But if you book it through them, to force you to leave your phone, it's a grand more.
That's unbelievable.
I know. Yes, it is. Yes. Stupid news over at France.
Yes, across the pond there.
Burgers are now more popular in France than baguette sandwiches. Kick butt, America!
Yeah.
New study found a small daily dose of Viagra could significantly reduce your colon cancer risk.
Well, that's interesting.
That's good news.
Yes, it is.
But I wouldn't wear sweatpants in public. No, just kidding about that. Sorry. See, just pops out, doesn't it?
Oh,
take it back. All right. According to the CDC, you're more likely to have high blood pressure and high cholesterol if you have a noisy job.
I did not know that.
Yeah, said the men who've had headphones in their ears for over 40 years.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for us.
Doesn't, does it? A 30-year-old guy in Scotland was just convicted of committing a hate crime after he posted a video of his girlfriend's dog giving a Nazi salute. Wait on that one to grow. That's an onion story. There'll be more layers of that one. Mm-hmm. Was this week's election in Russia really rigged so Vladimir Putin would win?
Well, duh.
Reuters has photos of at least 17 people voting multiple times. But that's what we say here on The Phil Show. Vote early and often.
Well, they certainly do over there.
Sure looks that way, doesn't it? Bill Murray. I just think he'd be a great guy to have a beer with. You know, he crashes weddings and he shows up at people eating dinner and takes pictures with them and buys her dinner and does all that. He told the Today Show that when Elvis died, he crashed Elvis's funeral.
You got to be kidding
me. Nope. Hopped a flight to Memphis, 1977. He said, something made me want to go. He got to Graceland just as public visitation hours were ending. But he met a photographer that he knew who was covering the whole thing, so he got hooked up. So the next day, he was on the press bus in front of the funeral procession. He said it was an extraordinary thing to see hundreds of thousands of people standing in a really hot day waiting. He said at the cemetery, he noticed people staring and pointing at him, but he didn't realize he wasn't what they were looking at. He said, quote, "I realized they were pointing at Elvis's mother's grave. I was standing on her head." That's a pretty interesting moment right there. Bill Murray. And you got to, that's just a great story. Murray is just that kind of guy. Okay. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, evidently with all of the problems in the world solved, YouGov, that's, you know, I think the government, did a survey. Have you ever used a handicapped stall in a public bathroom? Yes. 77% of us have. Here are 10 more places people said they peed. And evidently it doesn't count if you're a kid. You have to be an adult. Outdoors in a rural area, woods or fields, 68%. That sounds low. Outdoors in an urban area, alleyway or a building, 29%. In the shower, 54%. Seems low to me. In the ocean, 48%. Also seems low. In a public bathroom for the opposite sex, in other words, you've ever used the women's? Oh, yeah. Go to a golf course, you're a foursome.
Yes.
Two of you got to pee, and there's four of you. Oh, yeah. Somebody's going away. I can.
That makes sense to me.
Many times.
Plus, I question the ocean one, too, but go ahead.
In the bathtub.
No,
this at 22%.
That's wrong. Yeah, that's wrong.
In a bottle, 21%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In a swimming pool.
No.
20% said yes. Remember, this is as an adult. I'm still saying that ought to be higher.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't change color.
Oh, well, was that an urban legend that it would change?
I don't know. And some people say, in a sink in your own home, 12%, and 5% of women said it. No. In someone else's sink, 10%. No. The survey, this government survey, found that 48% of women think their bathrooms should have more toilets than men's because it takes longer to go. 25% of guys agreed.
Yeah, I've heard that debate before.
Well, they got a bigger line than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's probably more men than women at a ball game, so that ought to tell you something right there.
Yeah.
That ought to tell you something. Yeah, I think that obviously they do need more.
Well, it's a more difficult operation for women, for the most part, right? I mean, I would think so.
Go ahead. You've walked out on the limb.
No, I mean, they got to drop trowel. I don't.
You go ahead and jump off, David. That's fine. David Henley.
What did I say?
No, nothing. I'm messing with you. Phil Show, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.